From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting another person has been reported in a notorious Trump Tower meeting that took place in June of last year between members of the U.S. President Donald Trump's presidential campaign team and a Russian lawyer. Two Russian Americans, one of them Renat Akhmetshin, were identified by news outlets Friday as having accompanied a Russian lawyer to the meeting, which Donald Trump Jr. originally said was just to talk about a Russian ban on Americans adopting Russian children. Associated Press reporter Desmond Butler interviewed him.
The big question throughout this investigation was there actual collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government? Here we have an instance where Donald Trump Jr. and other campaign officials, including the campaign manager at that time, Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, took a meeting on the basis of a Russian lawyer who they were told wanted to provide information that could be damaging to the Clinton campaign.
This week, Trump Jr. revealed that he attended the meeting because he had been promised some incriminating information about Trump's opponent Hillary Clinton. Akhmetshin, who became a U.S. citizen in 2009 and also retains his Russian citizenship, has lobbied against U.S. sanctions on Russia for human rights violations. The top Islamic State official in Afghanistan has been killed in a U.S. airstrike, second such targeted killing in the past 4 months and third in the past year. U.S. military officials said that Abu Sayed was killed July 11th in a strike on the group's headquarters in the northeastern Afghan province of Kunar. Other IS members were also killed. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis called the strike a sign of in the right direction. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department wants the U.S. Supreme Court to block a federal judge's ruling that exempted grandparents of people living in the United States from President Donald Trump's travel ban. On Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge Derek Watson in Honolulu called for the use of common sense as he expanded the list of eligible family relationships, allowing people from six mostly Muslim countries to obtain visas to join family members in the U.S. Watson ordered the government not to enforce the ban on grandparents, grandchildren, brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins of people in the United States. Watson also ruled that refugees who had assurances of a placement by a resettlement agency in the U.S. should also be exempt. Iraq's military may try to eradicate the Islamic State terror group's remaining forces by simultaneously attacking the terror group on multiple fronts in the hopes of taking advantage of infighting and a weakened leadership. The strategy would be a bold one given the casualties Iraqi forces suffered while trying to retake Mosul. The U.S. Defense Department estimated IS forces inflicted a 40% casualty rate on Iraq's elite counterterrorism service in the 9 months it took from them to reclaim the city. Turkey marks the one-year anniversary Saturday of a defeated military coup. Since then, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants he's characterized as supporters of the aborted coup. The government has arrested another 50,000 people. Turkish officials have declared July 15th a national holiday of democracy and unity. The Turkish opposition says that Erdogan's government is moving toward authoritarianism, and while the Turkish leader says that the crackdown on rights is necessary, he also says it thwarts security threats to the ruling government. The ashes of Chinese dissident and Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo were scattered at sea Saturday after a muted cremation ceremony that was under government watch in China. Liu, China's best-known human rights prisoner, died Thursday at the age of 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. He spent his last years as a prisoner of conscience and died at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell in the final stages of his illness. The Judicial Bureau there announced the cause of death as multiple organ failure. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.